The final horn is blown and the fat lady is singing. But you're just tuning in.
Gee willikers, did I miss the match, eh?
Yes, but after every Southern California broadcast, Nick and Daryl are doing a little overtime of their own. It's Canes Talk. Heard exclusively on 790 KABC, covering all things Kings and taking your calls at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Call in now with your thoughts and comments on tonight's game and be a part of the show. Kings Talk with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans starts now.
Welcome back to Kings Talk. Daryl Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're at the mixing room at the JW Marriott over at LA Live. Tonight, the Kings in overtime defeat the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 3-2. Marian Gaborik with his second goal of the game. He tied it up late in the game. Kings trailed 2-0, and Jeff Carter had the other goal for the Kings. Again, a huge come-from-behind victory for the Kings. The Chicago Blackhawks bring a six-game road trip to an end. And the Kings, with the victory, stay atop the Pacific Division, 1 point ahead of the San Jose Sharks. San Jose defeated the Calgary Flames tonight. But the Kings, again, able to maintain that top spot with their victory. If you want to give us a call, comment on tonight's game, any questions, the road trip the Kings just had, the homestand that they're going to be on, feel free to give us a call. It's 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. And we'll be more than glad to try to answer whatever questions you might have. Again, another exciting game here for the Kings tonight. A big victory, a great way to start a four-game homestand. The Kings right now are in the midst of playing 15 out of 20 games on the road. They just had five on the road. They went 500 on the road, 2-2-1. Next home game Tuesday night, and then they'll conclude Saturday, Sunday, a pair of games next week, and then take out to the road again. So you want to compile as many points as you possibly can. Last couple of games, Kings played with a lot more discipline. Just three penalties in Tampa Bay, and then just one tonight against the Blackhawks. So you've got to stay out of the box. That allows your top-end players to stay on the ice and allows you to be on the attack a lot more. Again, if you want to give us a call, it's 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC, and we're going to go right to the phone lines. Brian, you're on Kings Talk. What are your questions or comments tonight?
Well, one of my comments is that I really love the new 3-on-3 format. It reminds me of so much on how everybody would play hockey out in the street. It'd usually be 3-on-3. It's fast-paced. It gets everything done, and there's a lot of open ice. There's a lot of scoring chances. It keeps you on your feet. My two questions for you, Daryl, is, one, do you feel that the Kings – let me rephrase this. The Kings are in first place now. Do you feel that they can hold on to this position and be dominant throughout the season? Or what place do you think they would be going into the playoffs? And two, how much do you enjoy the new 3-on-3 format? Is it exciting for you, or do you just not want it because it's anybody's game at that point?
Well, I think, first of all, I think the new 3-on-3 format is great. It's great entertainment. I think when you look at the old situation, 4-on-4 in overtime, we saw how many games went to the shootout. And yeah, the reason that they brought 3-on-3, that format, in was to have more games decided. And I think the number down in the American Hockey League was 75%, and I think that's pretty much where the NHL is right now. Three-quarters of the games have been decided in that extra period. There's no doubt the excitement, the entertainment that you're getting, it's just great. You're seeing some great saves, some great scoring chances. I think every team is still learning as they continue to go through them. I believe the Philadelphia Flyers lead all teams going into that overtime period. I think 10 of their first 23 games this year, they've already experienced the overtime. So as that goes on, I think teams will make some adjustments, some different strategies in that. But the Kings have found a way to have success in that period. Puck possession is a big thing. And I think what a lot of it comes down to, and the Kings have a luxury, is good goaltending. Jonathan Quick, just prior to the Kings winning that game, come up with a couple of great saves, and that's what you've got to have out there. I'm a fan of it. I think when you look at the old situation, the old shootouts, shootout I think was good, but I think with the players having so much time, I think the goaltenders were starting to get a little bit, I don't want to say annoyed with it, but the amount of time it took some guys when they're moving laterally and things like that, it took a little bit of fun out of it, and I think this has definitely sparked the game. It's something that they're going to use in the All-Star game this year. And I think it's going to be a great addition of that as well. I think the Kings have a team that is designed to play in that situation because, A, strong goaltending. They've got offensive players, guys that thrive in the open ice, guys like Jeff Carter, Anze Kopitar, Marian Gabrick on front, Tyler Toffoli, Tanner Pearson. Good skaters in those guys, Dustin Brown's in that. And then back in the blue line, you've got Alec Martinez, Jake Muzzin, and then Drew Doughty. So you can pretty much get through an overtime period with those guys on the ice. And more nights than not, they're going to give you a good chance to win the game. So I'm all in favor for it. I know there's still a few people out there that don't like it. I think it's a little bit more of a pure way of deciding a game as opposed to the shootout. I mean, nothing's perfect. And I think through the course of the end of the season, teams are going to save a lot of time and a lot of energy playing in that overtime as opposed to going maybe sometimes 10, 12 rounds in the shootout. Makes your nights a lot longer and it takes a little bit more wear and tear, especially on your goaltender. So I got a thumbs up for it. Anything else, Brian?
At the end of the season, do you still see us at first place of the Pacific Division? If not, who do you feel has the potential to be first place, if not us?
Well, I think when you look at first place, everybody strives to finish as high as they possibly can. I don't think there's as much emphasis put on first place. I think what you want to do is make sure that you finish as high as you possibly can in the standings. You want to have that home ice advantage, especially in the first round. I know that the team, first and foremost, they want to get to that 100-point plateau. They feel if they get to that, they're going to be in a playoff position. The President's Trophy is something nice to have, but championships aren't won on a President's Trophy. I think the way the Kings play the game, they're going to compete. Being that we're almost at December 1st, I think they're in a good position. I think the Pacific Division in particular is very competitive. We see down the road Anaheim is, still trying to find its way. San Jose is now, they're putting some games together. They've won 8 in a row, and, they're knocking on the heels of the Kings. So it's one of those things that when you play those teams that you're right there within the standings, those are the ones that are going to be the ones that will separate you. And the Kings and the Ducks, they don't meet till after the new year. They'll meet 5 times after the middle of January. So we'll see what happens there. But I think the Kings are in a good spot. And they have as good a chance as anybody to win the Pacific Division.
Brian, thanks for the call. You ready for our first question tonight?
I believe so.
All right, here we go. Who is the only player in Blackhawks history to score 4 goals in a game against the Kings? Any idea?
Only player to score 4 goals against the Kings.
Another hint for you. He is a former King. A former King once scored 4 goals for the Blackhawks against the Kings. Who is it?
So
5 seconds.
Again, he's a former King, right?
Yeah.
He's a former King who's the only Blackhawks.
Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea? In 3, 2, 1. Time's up, Brian. Thanks. Okay, thanks
Michael
for calling. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Dory in Northridge on King's Talk. Hi, Dory. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I was just at the game tonight. It was super exciting. It was nice to see the guys win. Nick, I just want to congratulate you again for getting into the Hall of Fame. Much deserved. I met you in person in 2012 when we beat Phoenix in Game 1 right after the game. That was an awesome experience. But as far as the game goes, the Kings got better as the game went along. And the things that, unfortunately, I don't like to nitpick and complain about certain things, but a reoccurring theme I've been seeing and a situation where the puck's ending up in the back of our net is the defensemen are not able to send out a pass to the forwards and put it on their stick. And it turns into a turnover, and I'd like to see them just have a little bit more accuracy as far as passing. And I think as far as everything else goes, I think the Kings are getting a lot better as the season's going along. I think Kopitar has started to regain his mid-season form, and hopefully the Kings will turn it on a little bit more and give themselves some space. As far as the other division rivals like the Sharks and Coyotes. As far as the answer goes, I'm going to take a stab and say Jeremy Roenick.
That's a good guess. Not the right guess, though, Dory. Excellent guess, yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. Kings rallying to beat the Blackhawks in overtime tonight, 3-2. We mentioned a few moments ago on the postgame show, San Jose won, Arizona won. So everybody, the top three in the Pacific Division, all winning their games. So the Kings now with 29 points, San Jose 28, Arizona with 27. Vancouver is 4 points behind the Kings with 25. And, of course, the Canucks will be the Kings' next opponents here Tuesday night at Staples. The only player in Blackhawk history to score 4 goals in a game against the Kings. He is a former King. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Milt in Montrose. Hi, Milt. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Nick. Long time no talk to.
Yeah, how you been?
Hanging in there. Moved to Montrose Center. So I'm saving up money to maybe get some tickets.
All right.
I not only have a guess, but I also have a few questions.
All right, well, let's start with the questions. Give me your questions first off, Milt. Go ahead.
Why didn't Dean Lombardi go after Cody Franson when he was available? Instead of giving a quality goalie to the Sharks in exchange for Erhoff?
Well, they were separate transactions. Martin Jones was actually traded to the Boston Bruins as part of the Lucic deal. Erhoff was signed as a free agent, but I think Franzen was probably discussed by the Kings people. Didn't sign with anybody until late, right before the season started, and I guess the Kings felt that he wasn't maybe the right fit for the team right now.
Yeah, and a lot of times conversations will go on, and when even a player goes after a period of time, you'll see what they signed for, and you say, why didn't we get them for that money? Well, at the time of negotiation, they may have been looking at different dollar amounts at that time, and the Kings maybe weren't willing to step to those numbers. So, who knows? Some of those conversations, we never know exactly what goes on, but he's definitely a player that was on the Kings' radar.
Milt, now do you have a guess for our question? The only player in Blackhawk history to score 4 goals in a game against the Kings, and he is a former King. Who is it?
I would have to say Peter Mihaljevic.
No. Not the right answer. Milt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. We'll take a quick break. We're here at the mixing room with the JW Marriott. We'll be back with some of the fans here that are waiting in line to take a stab at our question. 800-222-5222. The Kings over the Blackhawks in overtime. Marian Gabrick, second of the game, wins it at 2:04. The eighth shot on goal in overtime. 8 shots on goal in 2 minutes. In overtime, and I think all 8 were grade A scoring opportunities. It's fun to watch, 3-on-3 in overtime. We'll be right back. Talk Radio 790, KABC and Kings Talk.
Luckily, I don't have to do any holiday shopping this year. The greatest gift that I can give to anyone is myself.
Your top reasons to visit Marungo.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50 this Sunday.
Number 2.
Find the season's hottest gifts in Marungo's holiday gift shop.
And the number 1 reason to go to Marungo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Don't miss the amazing Marungo $300,000 giveaway all month long.
Marungo, good times.
Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep? Most adults do for one reason or another, and I was no different until I found my pillow, and I've never slept better. If you've got back or neck pain, if you suffer from insomnia, if you snore, do what I did. Get a MyPillow. It's made in the USA, it's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. And if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you've got 60 days to return it for a full refund. But don't just take my word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So MyPillow is making their biggest offer in history. Listen to this. Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just use discount code KINGS at checkout, and you'll also receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on the MyPillow.com site. Find out what more than 4 million people, including me, Nick Nixon, already know. MyPillow. The best night's sleep you've ever had. Guaranteed. And remember, use the discount code KINGS at MyPillow.com.
King to Carter, who scores?
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC. Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
Get your hands-free device, lower your radio, and give us a buzz. Not necessarily in that order. 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. It's King's Talk with Nick and Daryl.
All right. Winners of our trivia questions win a Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket, filled with all of your game time favorites, such as the world-famous caramel, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle of corn, and zebra. Each flavor handcrafted one batch at a time using only the finest and freshest ingredients. And your basket will arrive, if you win, directly to your home faster than Marion Gabrick's overtime winning slap shot. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. Our first question tonight: the only player in Blackhawks history to score four goals in a game against the Kings, and the hint: he was a former King. We're here at the mixing room. We have the ice crew ladies helping out, Keegan and Courtney. Keegan and Courtney. 50-50 chance. I got them. Thanks for helping out. And what is your name, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's Mr. Ferguson. Thank you very much. Longtime Kings fan, as you know, and finally out of the witness protection program up in Northern California, happily ensconced down at Dana Point. And the question I have for you, a great game tonight, by the way. Oh, most importantly, I wanted to in person congratulate you on your Foster Hewitt Hall of Fame Award from someone who used to listen to Foster Hewitt when I was a little lad in Toronto. And he, of course, was high atop the gondola, Maple Leaf Gardens. Any event.
Thank you, by the way. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you're most welcome and most deserving. The question I have is very topical from tonight's game. What percentage of games with the three-on-three going to a result versus those that have gone to shootouts?
Right, yeah. It's just about, before the games tonight, it was 67%.
Okay.
So just about two-thirds.
Yeah.
Last year, four-on-four, only 44% were decided in overtime.
Right.
So that's a big jump up. Fewer shootouts and, what, 50% more overtime games being decided three-on-three. Just watch tonight. I mean, you had eight shots on goal in 2 minutes. I watched a game last week, New York and Ottawa. They went the whole 5 minutes with no whistles. It was back and forth, two-on-ones, breakaways, guys hitting posts, saves, and finally the game ended tied. I mean, nobody scored with all those chances. But
in our game in Philadelphia, it was 10 shots in overtime.
Or five apiece in Philadelphia. So the answer is about two-thirds. And in the American Hockey League, they've had it in the American Hockey League.
Right.
They told us last year it was about 70%. So we're right about there, 67-70%. Yeah,
it's
two-thirds of the games.
It's certainly a very added excitement for the fans.
Absolutely.
Like it. I mean, I was in Anaheim yesterday, and it was equally exciting. And so finally Mr. Bettman got something right.
Yeah. Now, Jim, the right answer.
I got a couple.
The only Blackhawk
to
score four goals in a game.
Right.
Against the King, and he is a former King.
Okay, I have a couple, three people in mind.
You can only give me one.
I know, but I'm going to go with JR, Jeremy Roenick.
Jeremy Roenick, no, incorrect. Great to see you, my friend. Thanks for stopping by. All right, back to the phones we go. 800-222-5222. Greg in West Covina next up on Talk Radio 790 KBC and King's Talk. Hi, Greg. Welcome.
Thank you, sir, and happy holidays to you. Hope you guys were able to enjoy a nice Thanksgiving break on your quick turnaround between the road trip and the home.
Yeah, it was nice to get back for a couple of days off. Got back late Wednesday night, but it was great to be back. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Quick one. It seems like in the overtimes and everything, it seems like the referees swallow the whistles. What happens if there is an actual penalty called in the overtime as far as man advantage or penalty shot?
Yeah. Good question. It's been brought up before. Four on three. It becomes four on three because you can't have fewer than three skaters on the ice. Now, if you really want to make overtime exciting, if you take a penalty, make it three on two. And then if you take another penalty, make it three on one. But the way it works, if there's a penalty that carries over from, let's say, late in the third period, you would start overtime four on three. And then when the penalty expires, first whistle, you would go back to three on three. So, yeah, they thought about that. But it would be a lot more exciting if it was three on two in overtime.
And I don't think the referees are swallowing their whistle. There have been a number of occasions that in overtime there have been power plays out there, and some of the games haven't been decided, even though you know it's a man advantage, but it goes back to a four on three. You're adding an extra body out there, and the way the teams are defending against is they're collapsing those three guys in front of the net, so you've got to kind of put the puck through a wall out there, and not necessarily a guarantee.
And we're also seeing the more overtimes we get into, Greg and Daryl, we're seeing the goaltenders get involved. I mean, Jonathan Quick was trying to spring, who was it?
Kopitar. And he hit him on a breakaway.
Yeah. If the goaltender realizes the other team is changing, you try that long stretch pass. Greg, I'm going to ask you this question. Who is the only Blackhawk to score four goals in a game against the Kings? And he is a former King as well. Who is it?
I really don't know. I had a thought in mind, but then it dawned on me that he was probably with Detroit and not Chicago.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good night. 800-222-5222. The Kings in overtime 3-2. They were down 2-0 after two. Carter scored early. Gabrick scored late in the third, and then Gabrick wins it at 2:04 of overtime. We're here at the mixing room at the JW Marriott, and the Ice Crew ladies have another guest here. We'll get you on mic here. Hello there, sir. What is your name?
Does being a third line winger make Dustin Brown at $5 million a year tradable?
Well, I would say probably everybody on the team would be tradable, in my estimation, save for three players. I think, I mean, you never know what kind of deals or teams are throwing names out there, usually towards the trade deadline. You'd like to see more production. I mean, Dustin only with a couple of goals. Gabrick only had three. Maybe this gets him going tonight with two. He's got five now. So these are guys the Kings I know are counting on. But and I'm not sure if Brown has a no trade in his deal. I will have to check into that. Signed a 10-year deal when after they won what the 20
eight-year
deal. Yep. That's right, 8-year deal. So yeah. I would say, unless he has a no-trade call clause, that he would be, you know, out there on the market if a deal came along that the Kings felt they would think about.
And I think when you look at it, you don't necessarily, because the amount of money guys are making, you slot them in that position. Just because you're making a lot of money doesn't mean you're going to be on the first line. There's different things that you're going to bring. He's the captain of the hockey club. He brings energy. He's a guy that used power play, penalty kill. He's a guy that can play on the first line, can play on the second line, left wing, right wing. So he's a lot of situations. So I don't think you look at it primarily he's doing just this, because if you looked at it dollar-wise, you'd probably look at the Kings lineup and say there's a lot of guys that aren't putting up the numbers to support the dollars that they're making. But at the end of the day, the only thing that counts is if the team wins.
Yeah, and the other thing in this cap era, of an NHL salaries, most teams would have to give up salary to get salary in return, or else they just can't make the deal. What is your name, by the way?
Daniel.
Daniel, okay. Good question. Give me the right answer. Former Blackhawk, scored 4 goals against the Kings. He's also a former King. Who is it? It's not Jeremy Roenick. It's not Peter Mahovlich, who never played for either team, I don't believe. I know he didn't play for the Kings.
He played hockey, though. That's, yeah. That's close.
No clue.
No, okay. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. Happy holidays to you. All right, 800-222-5222. Let's go to Thousand Oaks, and Mary is next up on Talk Radio 790 KBC and King's Talk. Hi, Mary.
Hello. I wanted to say we always look forward to listening to you on our drive home from the game. We really enjoy this.
Well, we're happy to help you get along. They're right here in Thousand Oaks. You got, what, about an hour every night?
Yep.
Okay. How's the traffic? Give us a traffic
good.
Update.
It's
how's
clear.
The 101 not doing westbound?
Usually not on the way to the game, but always clear on the way home.
Okay, good, good. What's up, Mary?
It was a really satisfying game, especially for the fans. There were so many red shirts in the audience. So that was a great win. My question is, when Greeny comes back, who do you think will sit out? Will it be Ehrhoff or McBain?
Well,
McBain's doing a really good job.
Yeah, well, a lot of things come into play. I think the bottom line is who's playing the best. I mean, if there's somebody who's struggling when Matt Green is ready, I'm assuming Green would be in the lineup if he's healthy and willing. I mean, he's, you know, part of your leadership group. He's a right shot or right side defenseman, as is McBain, as is Doughty. Martinez has been playing the right and done a great job as a pair with Jake Muzzin. He could move over to the left. So, yeah, I think it just is going to come down to when Matt Green is ready, who the other five are that the coaches feel comfortable with. A lot of times it's who you're matched up against, your opponent, and who's playing well. If you're playing well, you'll stay in the lineup.
And I think, Mary, when you look at it as well, and when the Kings have had their long runs, they feel that it takes sometimes 9 and 10 defensemen in order to get that done. Defense, because of the amount of shots that you're blocking today and the wear and tear that you take on your body, it's not a bad idea to be able to rotate these guys in and out. Matt Green is yet to practice with the team, so he's probably 2 to 3 weeks away at best from getting in. He's a guy who hasn't played in a couple of months, so even if he's 100% healed, he's still probably at least a couple of weeks away. He did not travel with the team on the previous road trip. We'll see what happens here now that the Kings are back home here in the next week and whether or not he makes the next road trip. The Kings will leave next Monday. They're not going to be back till basically Christmas time, December the 19th, their last game in Toronto, before they return home. So if he's on that trip, we'll get a little bit better of an indication.
You got to go back on the road next week? We just got home from a road trip. Mary, thanks for the call. Now, the question I have for you is, give me the name of the former Blackhawk who scored 4 goals against the Kings, and he used to be a King as well. Who is it?
We were racking our brains. We don't know. We were going to go for Roenick. So how about Daryl Sutter?
Daryl Sutter. No. I don't think Daryl ever got 4 in a game, although he might have. He had a couple of 30-goal seasons, I think. Thanks for the call, Mary. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. The Kings over the Hawks tonight, 3-2 in overtime on a goal by Marian Gabrick, his 10th career overtime goal, his first as a King. So, Daryl, already this year, the Kings have more overtime shootout wins than they did all of last year. They have 4, 3 in overtime, 1 in a shootout. Last year, they only had 1 in overtime and 2 in shootouts. We're here at the mixing room at the JW Marriott. Another Kings fan stopping by. Hello there. What is your name?
Hi, Nick. Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Crapon.
Yeah.
Hey, when was the last time the Kings beat Chicago in overtime? That's my question.
Okay. Let me go to my trusty sheet here. You're talking about in the playoffs or
season?
Regular season. I might be able to tell you that, my friend. Talk, Daryl. Talk to my friend here.
All right, throw something else at me while he's doing his homework.
You look very good tonight, Daryl.
God bless you.
All right.
He's got an answer already.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my sheet here. The last time the Kings beat the Blackhawks in a shootout was March of 2012. They also beat him in a shootout in November of 2009. Last time they won in sudden death was in 2006, 5-4 here at Staples.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome. Now, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Name the former Blackhawk who scored 4 goals against the Kings in a game. And a hint, he also played at one time for the Kings. Any idea? Not Jeremy Roenick, not Peter Mihalovic. Any idea?
You want some Jeopardy music?
Yeah. I'm going to need some time on this one.
Well, I can only give you 5 seconds.
All right.
Give me a name, any name.
I don't know.
All right, all right. Well, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of the season. All right, let's take a break. 800-222-5222. I can't believe we're stumping people with this. I'll have to give you another hint coming back out of the break. 3-2, the Kings win it in overtime. Back with more Kings Talk after this on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
DUI arrest? Machine says over the limit? You may think it's hopeless, but at 1-800-NO-CUFFS, we know there's hope. I'm attorney Darren Caffinocchi, founder of 1-800-NO-CUFFS. At 1-800-NO-CUFFS, we know there's more than 58 ways those tests can be wrong. Our science nerds have expertise in biology, chemistry, and forensics, so we can tear those tests apart for you. Call 1-800-NO-CUFFS. Keeping handcuffs off for more than 2 decades. 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Golden State's Essential Bridal Book, Modern Luxury Brides California, is the premier wedding resource for the stylish, discerning brides from Northern to Southern California. Featuring everything from couture bridal gowns to luxurious wedding hotspots, coverage of California's most extravagant weddings, and a photo gallery of our favorite couples in L.A., Orange County, San Diego, and San Francisco. Modern Luxury Brides' oversized, glossy book is the ultimate tool for the bride that expects the very best. For more information, please visit us on modernluxury.com/bridescalifornia.
We are all kings, and we can all talk.
Well, most of us anyway. Call Nick and Daryl now at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Or 5-goo-goo-goo to you, little fella.
We're back here at the mixing room again. The Kings a winner tonight over the Hawks, 3-2 in overtime. So the season series is even at win apiece, and the final game will be in Chicago, March 14th. So this was the only visit by Chicago to Staples this year. All right, back to the phones. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Russ in Murrieta. Hi, Russ. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
Great, great.
Hey, I was at the game today. I guess my only comment would be I thought Jeff Carter was just outstanding. I thought we were talking between periods. After the first 2 periods, he seemed to be sniffing around the net and making a lot of centering passes, and I just felt he clearly was the best King player tonight.
Yeah, you know, what you were talking about is what Daryl and I were talking about as the game progressed. He was just hounding the puck, skating, making plays, seven shots on goal, led everybody on either side, was good in the circle, 64%, and spearheaded the comeback with that goal early in the third. So yeah, he was very, very good tonight.
And the reason why he was picked the game's first star.
Anything else, my friend? Are you there, Russ? We lost Russ before he was going to give us a guess. All right, we're here at the mixing room of the JW Marriott. We have a fan here. Hello there, sir. What is your name, please?
Paul here.
Paul, how are you? Paul here. How do you spell your last name? H-E-A-R, H-E-R-E. Here, Paul here.
That's it. Here.
No, Paul's there. I'm Dutch.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you, Paul?
Just it's probably a simple question for you, but the signing of Kopitar and everything, it has everything to do with salary cap. And I was wondering why the NHL doesn't adopt luxury tax like some other leagues and just let people go over.
Well, I think they want to try and make it as competitive as possible. And if the NHL had the TV dollars that the other major sports have, football, basketball, and baseball, maybe you would see something like that. I happen to think that the model that the NHL has is the best as far as keeping teams competitive, keeping teams from going out of business, keeping the playing field even. So I like it. I know baseball has the luxury tax for years. When the Yankees had seemingly every year the highest payroll, they didn't care. They'd pay the extra $20 million that would be split up between the poor, the poorer market. I don't know if poor is the right word, but the markets that weren't as lucrative as New York. I'm not sure. Basketball has a type of cap. I don't know if they have the luxury tax, though. And I know football has a similar type. But I think the model the NHL have, I'd like to see all the sports have it, to be honest with you.
And yeah. I think, you look at the games through the course of the year, I don't think there's not too many nights through the course of the NHL season, regardless of what city that you're in, you're going to see a competitive hockey game. For a team the team could be standing 30th in the standings against the best team in the league, that team still has a chance to win that night. Might not beat them in a series, but on that given night, anything can happen. And I think the fans are the one that drives your sport. I mean, if you got one team that's going to walk through and you're going to win some games, you know, like you go back 30, 40 years ago, you would go and you take a look at the teams when there's 21 teams, you'd say seven teams, we're going to win those games 90% of the times.
True.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you like the cap the way it is?
No, like you said, it keeps it very competitive. I like it. But, you know, I wish there's just a little leeway sometimes when we want to keep Kopitar and just, you know, bend it a little here and there.
Well, the Kings are no different than any. You look at Chicago tonight. Last year they signed Taves and Kane to extensions. They each get, a $10.5 million salary cap hit. So that's two players, $21 million a year towards the cap, and the cap is $70 million. So that's two-sevenths to two players. So they have to deal with it their way, and I'm sure the Kings will get it done with Andrei Kopitar. I don't know if he's going to get as much as Taves and Kane. Probably will get somewhere in the neighborhood, but going forward, the Kings will figure out if they have to move some other bodies to keep the core pieces. The thing is, you've got to keep the core pieces intact. That's why Chicago has been able to win three times in 6 years. Seabrook and Keith on the blue line, Hossa, Taves, Kane up front.
Crawford
in goal. They signed him, locked him up. So, you really want to keep a guy, you'll figure out a way how to make it done. Now, you've been a fan for a long time. Who's the only Blackhawk to score four goals against the Kings, and he is also an ex-King?
Can I ask if it was the Hawk first or a King first?
Yeah, you can.
It's late in the night, yep.
He was a King first.
Butch Goring?
Ooh, close, no. Never played for Chicago.
Never played for Chicago?
Butch never, no. The Kings traded him to the Islanders, and then I think he went to Boston late in his career. No, good guess. All right, 800-222-5222.
That much.
Anthony in Long Beach is next up on Talk Radio 790. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Nick. Congratulations on your, the whole thing. It's amazing that, you're rewarded after a long long time doing it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Quick, I think Dustin Brown has a no move clause. I'm not positive about that. And then the NBA does have a luxury tax.
Okay. But, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah, I wasn't sure about the NBA.
A couple things. What do you think when Dwight King comes back in a couple weeks? Where do you think he's going to slot in? Because I'm going to coin this. We got an ATM, the first line, the TLC, second line. And I feel Lewis is going to slide over to center, move King to the left, Brown back to the right. And then I think Short comes out because I like Andrew off on that fourth line, centering that. And then, but then also I have a question for you. Last year after a crazy game, I asked, is this player the only player that played at the Forum? And I think you guys thought I was talking about any player, like could have been Yager, but now I know for a fact. And what is the only player left in the league that played for the Kings at the Forum? And for the question, I'm going to say, I wouldn't have said this, but I was surprised tonight to find out that Eddie O had the longest for any U.S. born. So I'm going to say Eddie O.
Eddie O, great guess. Not the right guess, however. That's, yeah, because Eddie scored more than 300 goals in the NHL. I think he only played 1 year for the Kings, broke in with the Blackhawks. He was a draft pick back in 84. But that's not the right answer, but a good guess. In the preseason, when Dwight King was healthy, he was on a line with Shore and Brown. Brown on the right, Shore in the middle, and King on the left. And it would not surprise me to see Daryl Sutter, if he felt King was ready to go, and when he is ready to go, try that combination at some point.
But those letters don't have a ring to them.
No, they don't. The KSB line, the BSK line, the SBK.
Yeah, you know, again, we haven't seen King on the ice. He's got another appointment coming up. I guess you're going to see the doctor soon. He's yet to go on the ice. So being that he's been off for a couple of months now, he's at least a couple of weeks, few weeks away. So, you know, we may see him at the earliest sometime on that road trip, but only time will tell. And between now and then, you know, a lot of guys, bumps and bruises, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Who do you think the player is that played at the for the Kings, the last one at the Forum?
And he's still playing?
I think so. He played last year at the game that I went to.
Let me know who it is. Who is it?
Olli Jokinen.
Is he still playing this year? I don't know if Olli's in the league
last year. I asked.
Last year, okay. Last year he was in the league.
Yep.
Yeah. Last year he was. Anthony, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You did give me a guess on our question, right? Eddie Olczyk. Incorrect. All right. You want to know who the right answer is? Bernie Nichols, yeah, this guy just yelled it out. Bernie Nichols had 4 goals against the Kings and a game for the Hawks, and that was at the Forum. All right, thanks, everybody, for calling in tonight. Want to thank the Ice Crew ladies, Keegan and Courtney. Want to thank Jose Fernandez, Colin Yee tonight back at the station. Here on site, John Traconis, Christian Collins. And we will talk to you Tuesday. Vancouver in town. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:30 play-by-play, right here on your home for the Kings all season long, Talk Radio 790 KABC. The Kings win it in overtime 3-2. Marian Gabrick with the game winner. The 8th shot just 2 minutes into overtime. His 2nd goal of the game, 5th of the season. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. So long, everybody.
The Kings are back.